أعوذ بالله السميع العليم من شر الشيطان اللعين الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، والصلاة والسلام على سيدنا ونبينا وحبيبنا وطبيب نفوسنا وشفيع ذنوبنا سيدنا ومولانا أبي القاسم محمد. والصلاة والسلام على أهل بيته الطيبين الطاهرين المعصومين الميامين المنتجبين، واللعنة الدائمة الأبدية على أعدائهم أجمعين إلى قيام يوم الدين. أما بعد، فقد ورد عن الإمام الباقر عليه الصلاة والسلام أنه قال في خبر: ينادي مناد من السماء باسم القائم فيسمع ما بين المشرق والمغرب، فلا يبقى راقد إلا قام، ولا قائم إلا قعد، ولا قاعد إلا قام على رجليه من ذلك الصوت. آمنا بالله، وصدق مولانا الإمام الباقر عليه السلام. صلوات. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. These days passed very fast, and I was not expecting to end here, because there's a lot we can talk. Until now we haven't talked about the government of the Imam alayhi salatu wasalam. What is going to happen? We spoke about the time of major occultation. We said there is third part, which is the government of the Imam alayhi salatu wasalam. And then from the government of the Imam till the day of judgment. So those two volumes are left. Maybe in future, if Allah gives us life in His obedience, inshallah, maybe next year we will continue those two volumes. So now from those four volumes, you're able to summarize these two volumes of Sayyid Muhammad al-Sadr rahmatullah alayh, the encyclopedia of the history of the 12th Imam ajjalallahu ta'ala farajahu sharif. This hadith of Imam al-Baqir alayhi salatu wasalam says that when the Imam will come, there will be a call, yunadi munadin, somebody will call in the sky, or there will be a sound from the sky, or a call from the sky. People in the east and people in the west, they will hear it. That means everyone will hear. Every single person will hear. In another ahadith, every human will hear it in his language. That means if you are Persian, you will hear it in Persian. Arabs, they will hear it in Arabic. The Pakistanis, they will hear it in their language. Those who speak English, they will hear it in their language. Everybody will hear that sound or their voice in their language. Before, it may be difficult to digest this, but nowadays it's not difficult. Why? Because now if you go to United Nations and there are speech which are given by the leaders of the world, and everybody can hear in their own language. They have this earpiece, there's an instant translator sitting behind somewhere in a room, and he translates everything immediately. And nowadays, even on those DVD and devices, if you click on those, you want to watch a movie in different language, you can watch it in different language. It's all encrypted. It's all programmed, prepared. So nowadays, it's not impossible. If for example, Jibreel alayhi salatu wasalam calls that your Imam has come out, everybody will listen in his language. Of course, this will be with the power of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But nowadays, we see the science has also reach that level where people, they can listen everything in their languages. And some ulama say that this is a metaphor, that the sound will come, that means the sound will come from the sky. Nowadays, all the media resources or means of media, they are all coming from the sky. The program is broadcasted, it goes to the satellite, and it comes down from the sky back to the earth. So this should not be a difficult thing to understand. That means there will be an announcement that the 12th Imam has come, ajjalallahu ta'ala farajahu sharif, And everywhere, the sound will come from sky, could be from satellite, and everybody will listen in his language. That means you have this radio, TV, internet, whatever you have, you will hear this in your language. So, Sayyid Muhammad al-Sadr says that we don't have to go and say that yes, it could be a metaphor. No. The sound is a real sound, and it will be coming from Jibreel alayhi salatu wasalam. The reason Sayyid Muhammad al-Sadr sticks to this this sign, this will be the sign of the day of the appearance. That means Imam will come. Before its coming, this sound will, everybody will listen to the sound, which will say that your Imam or Al-Qa'im ajjalallahu ta'ala farajahu sharif has come out, and people they need to support. So what is the philosophy of this sound? Why this sound? Sayyid Muhammad al-Sadr says that the time when Imam will come, the whole world will be in chaos. There will be so much corruption, so much confusion. People, they will be, those who used to support the Imam, they will be, many of them, they will deviate. Because we have hadith of Imam Sadiq alayhi salatu wasalam, وَإِنَّ الْكَثِيرِينَ مِنَ الْقَائِلِينَ بِهِ. Many of them, they say, oh, we are followers of Imam, we are followers. They will deny. They will deny him when he comes. They will reject him. No, 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 you are not our Imam. So many of them. So there will be so much distraction, so much deviation, so much confusion, and some of the confusion or most of the confusion will be risen by the Dajjal or the beast or the deceiving force, which we mentioned last night, and we are going to talk a little bit more about this Dajjal. Dajjal is from deception, from somebody deceives the people, somebody confuses the people, creates confusion. So there will be a lot of confusion. When you will be talking about someone in a good way, and nowadays we can see Dajjal. The media nowadays, especially most of the Western media, they are the biggest Dajjal nowadays. Because they know how to manipulate the true the news and fabricate it and present it to the people. And that is completely wrong. You have to listen to the other side of the story. This is the media outlet. They are horrible. I have heard so many radios and so many TVs. They have this much grudge and animosity on Muslims that they take out the clips which do not serve their purpose or their agenda, and they put whatever they like. And imagine that the Dajjal will travel fast from east to west, and media travels fast from east to west. Dajjal will be like God, you know, like he will tell people this, people will believe. The weak people will believe. So whatever media tells the people, they believe. So Dajjal could be this media, which and he will be one-eyed. One-eyed, Sayyid Muhammad al-Sadr rahmatullahi alayhi says, and many other scholars, they said the same thing. One-eyed means it looks with the eye of materialistic or materialism. Eye of materialism, that means empiristic, that we said that last night, that they only look at 1 plus 1 is equal to 2. They don't look at metaphysical. But in Islam, we have both. We have body, physics, and metaphysical, ruh. Ruh is a metaphysical entity. Nobody knows what ruh is. Even the scientists, they only know that there's a force, there's an energy. What is ruh? Nobody has been able to, until now, examine the ruh in the lab. Nobody. They say that they measured a person who was alive, and then after he died, they saw there was a fraction missing. There are a lot of fluids. We lose a lot of fluids. Human, when he dies, he perspirates, he loses a lot of fluids. So that might be some fluids which were lost. It's not necessarily the ruh. The ruh is not from our system. The ruh is not from physical system. The ruh is energy. That is why Imam Ali alayhi salatu wasalam has an amazing quote here. Imam Ali says, "Man arafa nafsah, faqad arafa rabbah." Whoever is able to know his ruh, his soul, he will be able to know Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So if we are not able to know something which is created by Allah, which is with us or in us or living always with us, we are not able to know this ruh. What is the ruh? How will we be able to know the master of this creature which lives with us? So this is an amazing thing. We are not able to know what is the ruh. We know that It is the factor behind, or is the motive behind our life, our actions, everything. But what is it exactly? We don't know. Is it a gas, or is it a kind of material? What is it? We don't know. This ruh is completely in the hand of Allah, and it has been created from realm of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, which is the power of amr, or power of kun fayakun. So if we don't know what ruh is, how will we know that what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala can only be known by His attributes. We know Allah because He's Ar-Rahman, He's Ar-Rahim, He's Ar-Razzaq, all these kind of things. So there will be the time where the sound will come from the sky. So Shaykh Muhammad al-Sadr says that the Dajjal is someone who is deceiving people, and there will be so much deception in that time before the Imam. People, they will be confused when Imam comes, and not to mention there will be fabricators, there will be many imposters. They will claim that they are the 12th Imam. And we have seen couple of examples, like those people who, before a couple of years, they were inside the Holy Kaaba, and this guy said, "I am Mahdi." And I don't know, tomorrow, those extremes, some of them, they might pop up and they say, "I am the Mahdi." And everybody will start saying that, "I am Mahdi," and "I am Mahdi." So, and they will call for righteousness, but their intentions will be evil. كَلِمَةُ حَقٍ يُرَادُ بِهَا الْبَاطِلِ Imam Ali said it. In the time when there was a war, when Muawiyah attacked Imam Ali alayhi salatu wasalam and attacked the Islamic territory, Imam Ali went to defend. And the war was win-win war. Subhanallah. These Khawarij, they came out from nowhere. Ali ibn Abi Talib. These people, they're asking for peace. Peace, you know, shining golden peace. We have to make peace. Come on, what are you? Are you teaching your Imam what is right, what is wrong? This is your infallible Imam. The Khawarij, they said, "No, Ali ibn Abi Talib, if you will not stop, we are going to fight you." Imam Ali was surrounded by, from his own camp, there are hypocrites, there are betrayers. So now what will Imam Ali do? If he fights now, he's surrounded by both forces of evil. So Imam Ali said that we have to stop now. Malik al-Ashtar, this amazing personality in history. Look, this film of Imam Ali alayhi salatu, which is made by Iran, it's amazing. They made the personality of Malik al-Ashtar as Imam Ali alayhi salatu wasalam. You'll see Malik al-Ashtar, you'll see like this is Imam Ali. The way he talks, the way they have presented him, subhanAllah, it's amazing. Malik al-Ashtar says, "Amir al-Mu'mineen, we are there, we are this close. Let's get them, let's finish everything. Let's finish these people who have attacked us." Imam Ali said, "No, the principles are principles. Now we have a difficult situation." Malik al-Ashtar says, "Halbatu shat." It's just that I need this much time, because they didn't have clocks that time or watches. So this was how they used to phrase their timing. "Give me this much time where I can, where people they take to milk the sheep, milk the female sheep. This much time I need and we are done." Imam Ali says, "No, I have a bigger problem here. I have a bigger issue." So it happened. And this Malik al-Ashtar, Imam Ali, when he was poisoned, Muawiyah poisoned him and killed him, Imam Ali wept so much. He said, "Kana minni kama kuntu min Rasulullah." He was to me the same way I was from Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So this is the situation. This Khawarij and these people, they come and they create a lot of confusion. So there will be people like Khawarij before the coming of the Imam. This will be all Dajjal, the media, the Khawarij. Everybody says, "We are going to fight for the Haq." And they don't have Haq. They have evil inside them. They have this political agenda. So what happens? Very few people, they represent the righteousness. Now we can know that there are people, they represent righteousness. But there will be time, it will be very difficult for the people, because the whole media, they will be putting so much effort to conceal these righteous people who are calling in the name of Ahlul Bayt alayhi salatu wasalam on the earth nowadays. So these people, there will be too much media pressure. And you can see nowadays how the media is trying to demonize these righteous people on the earth. So this will increase. People, they will get confused. Someone pops up from nowhere, I'm Mahdi. Someone from there, I'm Mahdi. Here and there. So people will be confused. So that's why when the real Imam comes out, there will be cry, there will be sound, there will be call from the sky that now the Imam has come out. So that's why Sayyid Muhammad al-Sadr says that there will be a lot of confusion and deception and dajjal and all these kind of things. Therefore people, they will need to know. Every day from nowhere some Mahdi comes out. So we need to know, is this a real or not? So that's why there will be a sound from the sky. And that sound, it is mentioned, it will be the sound of Jibreel alayhi salatu wasalam. There are so many detailed information about this sound. Sayyid Muhammad al-Sadr says that one thing for sure, that this sound is going to be said. And there are hadith mutawatira. Some of them are weak, but all these multiple narrations, they create a strong meaning in this kind of thing happening in future. That a sound will come and it will be supporting sound of the to the 12th Imam Ajjalallahu Ta'ala Farajahu Sharif. Detailed of the words of the sound, he said that there are some of the hadith which mentions the details. These are weak, but the sound for sure will come. This is one of the signs which is as-sayha. There are another signs like miraculous sign. The sun will have an eclipse in the middle of the month, and in the same month, at the end of the month, there will be lunar eclipse. So solar eclipse in the middle of the month and lunar eclipse at the end of the month. These two eclipses will happen. This will be also one of the natural phenomena, signs, or some of the things which happens rarely or an odd thing to happen in one month, in the middle of the month, solar eclipse, and at the end of the month, lunar eclipse. This is another sign. The third sign they mention is also a sound will also counter the sound of Jibreel. When Jibreel will say that this is the proof of Allah, there will be a sound also which will oppose this sound. And that will be the sound of Shaitan, or as we mentioned, if it's metaphor, then satanic forces, like the media, satanic media and media of righteous people. So these media, two medias, they will contradict or each other, but the righteous people, they will know where to look for. And as I mentioned, Sayyid Muhammad al-Sadr, he inclines towards real sound coming from the sky, because there are so many hadith explicitly mentions that there will be a sound, a call from the sky. The other signs which are mentioned, because there are about 5 to 6 signs, these signs are called inevitable. That means they are going to happen. Alamat hatmiya, something which has to happen. So that's why the sign of the day of Imam will be the sound. The sign before the day of the Imam in the holy month of Ramadan, two eclipses, solar and lunar. And then there will be a nafsu zakiya. Nafsu zakiya is someone from the household of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, from the descendant of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he will raise his sound and he will call for justice and he will cry against oppression and injustice on the earth. And in some ahadith, he will be sent by the Imam alayhi salatu wasalam. But he will be murdered in between the Maqam Ibrahim, the footsteps of Prophet Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam, and Hajar al-Aswad, the black stone in the Holy Kaaba. And this kind of crime will be most hideous crime ever committed. A pure soul, an innocent soul will be murdered at that time. That will be one of the inevitable signs, that if that happens, then wait for the sound. When the sound comes, then the Imam is out. So this is one of the important signs also, which has been mentioned, that nafs is the key. Now, there are different interpretations about who is this, what are the details. Sayyid Muhammad al-Sadr said these details, they are a little bit weak in the narration. But the main concept of that a pure soul will be murdered before the Imam's rise, and that will be in between Makkah, in between the black stone and the footsteps of Prophet Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam, that sign is inevitable. And then we have Yamani, the person from Yemen. This Yamani, Khurujul Yamani, is also one of the inevitable signs. That means there are two people. One is called Sufyani, one is Yamani. These two people, one will be calling for the righteousness, one will be calling and committing evil. And these two people, they will have wars in between them until the Yamani will be also martyred. Now, these are the two good people. Nafs al-Zakiyah, which is repeatedly mentioned in riwayat, and not just in the ahadith of school of Ahlul Bayt, even in the ahadith of school of companion, it is mentioned. Even the sound also, the call from the sky also is mentioned in the books of companion also. And the kusuf and khusuf. Now, we come to now the point which is Dajjal and the Sufyani. What is Dajjal? Who is Dajjal? And who is Sufyani? Sufyani has not been mentioned in the book of companions. Only a hadith of Ahlul Bayt alayhi salatu wasalam emphasized on it. But Dajjal has been mentioned in both books. Dajjal in the school of companion, it is like this character. A person, a giant type creature. He has one eye. And this eye has cloth, blood cloth type. And he is walking like he crosses miles after miles. He travels like speed of light. He comes from one place to another place very fast. This is Dajjal, the deceiving character. And then he has fire and he has paradise. Whoever believes in him, he will put him into his paradise. Whoever disbelieves in him, he will put him into his hellfire. Here we have, because we have Dajjal, some of the hadith there are mentioned about Ahlul Bayt alayhi salatu wasalam, but not as detailed as mentioned in the school of companion. And that brings a question mark about this character of Dajjal. Why? There is a point we need to look when we analyze the books of ahadith and the books of history. When we look into the books of school of companion, there are some descriptions of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala which does not suit Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Like God is up, God is coming down, God goes up, God has a donkey, He comes on the... That kind of ahadith are mentioned, and I have the resources for these ahadith also. And they say, no, there is a donkey which is suitable for God. God comes down, God has leg, God, but it's everything which is suitable to God. We reject this kind of thing. We say we cannot consider God a physical entity. The question is, from where did these ahadith came? The thing is, when the Prophet ﷺ died, before he died, several times he mentioned, I am leaving you the thaqalain, two things, book of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and my household. Here is the historical problem. Because of the political issues, they rejected Ahlul Bayt alayhi salatu wasalam. They rejected Ahlul Bayt's authority because they wanted to have political leadership. Because if they acknowledge that, that means they will lose the political leadership. So because of that, they abandoned Ahlul Bayt alayhi salatu wasalam. Okay, what was the problem? They faced these problems. Like Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in the Quran, Yadullah fawqa aydihim. God's hand is above their hands. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, they will be looking at God on the day of judgment. There are ayat like that. There are ayat, they talk about the pillars of the throne somehow. As-saq. So these kind of things, they could not explain. From where did they take their answers? From the Bible, from the Jewish and the Christian books. Because there were many they had converted from Judaism and Christianity, so they had this inside their mind. So if you take this ahadith and you put the biblical the contents, you know, you will see there's not that big difference. Like God comes down, God goes up. You will see in Torah, in Prophet Musa's story, Yahweh came down. Yahweh was walking. Yahweh means Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's name, Yahu. Yahu comes, Yahu goes, Yahu does this, Yahu walks, Yahu. This kind of characteristics of God was imported from the Torah and Bible. By whom? Because they left Ahlul Bayt alayhi salatu wasalam. If they come to Ahlul Bayt, oh my goodness, we are going to accept Ahlul Bayt, we are going to propagate. So we cannot do that. So that's why they went and they took from the Bible. They left Ahlul Bayt and they took from the Bible. That's the surprising thing. And that's why we have a hadith. One of the hadith, it is mentioned also in Bible, and the Christians, they agree with this. You Google this word. God wrestles Jacob. Wrestles, like wrestling, you know? And you see the story, it's in Genesis 32 or 23, something like that. You read the story, oh my goodness, God comes down and has a wrestling with Jacob. He makes a wrestling, and then who defeats? Jacob defeats God, na'udhu billah. Jacob defeats God. This kind of thing, no wonder when we see in our some of our Muslim books and some of our Sunni brothers' books, we find these kind of things, we know from where these things come. Because they left. And come to Ahlul Bayt alayhi salatu wasalam. Imam Ali alayhi salatu wasalam in Nahjul Balagha. Inna Allah la yu'ayyanu bi'ayn. Wa la yukayyafu bi'kayf. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala cannot be said where. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala cannot be said how. Because Allah is not a physical entity. Allah is ruh, metaphysical, power everywhere. It does not need space, time, matter. Why? Because He has created time, matter, space. So we can never ever accept God being in a physical space or in a specific time. Because He created time. Before there was nothing. The earth was created. All this time and matter was created. When it was created, who was the creator? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He's the cause. And these things, time and matter and spaces affect. It's logically absurd. It's logically absurd that the effect can never ever be. When we say effect can be the cause of its cause, that's logically absurd. It can never happen. It can never ever happen. Effect of a cause can never be its own cause at the same time, same space. So time cannot control God. Space cannot control God. God controls it. So we cannot say, God, we will be seeing God on the day of judgment. Why? Because here we are putting God in a space. That's logically absurd. So that's why, and putting God in time, all these kind of things are logically absurd. So this is the thing, when we see this ahadith of Dajjal, they are so explicit that he's from a Jewish family, and he has this kind of donkey and this kind of thing, it relates the same type of the biblical quotes which are mentioned in Bible about the beast and about God and all these kind of things. So this is completely out of question. That's why our ulama, they do not accept these ahadith which talk detail about Dajjal. That he has this donkey and he is giant and he has this one eye. And no, we have ahadith, they are not this extreme. They are mentioning, mostly they are indicating a system which is based on materialism and no spirit. So when this Dajjal will be there, so what is the difference between Dajjal and Sufyani? Sayyid Muhammad al-Sadr said that Sufyani could be a system also. He could be someone from the descendants of Abu Sufyan, Muawiyah and Yazid la'anahumullah, somebody from this descendant, so this is the evil tree, or he could be a system. He could be a system where the people, the system is anti-school of Ahlul Bayt alayhi salatu wasalam. So, Sayyid Muhammad al-Sadr mentions five differences between the Dajjal and Sufyani. Because many people, they say Dajjal is same Sufyani. No, Dajjal is completely atheist. Sufyani says, I am a Muslim. But he has denounced Islam. Because one of the hadith mentioned that Sufyani will come from Bilad al-Rum, from the Roman countries. And he has changed his religion to the Christianity, and he has a cross in his on his chest. So these are ahadith, they could be true, they could not be true. The whole idea is that these two are system. One system is anti followers of Ahlul Bayt, another system is anti-Islamic. Dajjal is anti-Islamic, materialistic. Sufyani is same like Bani Umayyah, Umayyad. What is the difference? Dajjal will attack all the Muslims. Sufyani will attack only followers of Ahlul Bayt alayhi salatu wasalam. He will look whose name is Hassan, Hussein, Ali, Fatima. He will look among the people. Maybe they are not following Ahlul Bayt. He will just kill them. So this kind of system is merciless. And where will this be located? Dajjal will be located in Sham, in Syria. That will be his base. Where, not Syria, Sham means Palestine, Syria, Jordan, and all those four countries. But Sufyani will be coming after he comes from Rome. He will be in Sham, he's a Syrian original, and then he will settle in Iraq. So the indications they mention that Iraq, before the 12 Imams coming, will be a big boiling point. It will be a time bomb. There will be wars between the righteous ones and between the evil ones. And Sufyanism will be there. The anti-Ahlul Bayt will be there. All the kind of, and Dajjal will also penetrate. So this is what happens, that Dajjal and Sufyani, they both are there. They both are creating corruption. One is the upper authority, and Sufyani is the local authority. Sufyani is kept for the Muslim and Arab region. And then there will be a lot of butchering and murdering. Finally, the ahadith mention that it will be Friday morning. It will be the day of Ashura, and it will be in Mecca. Here, the 12th Imam, Ajjalallahu Ta'ala Farajahu Sharif, will appear. And he will appear after 9 months of Sufyani's government. So if you find Sufyanism becomes so intense, and followers of Ahlul Bayt are butchered and murdered like ants and roaches, for 9 months, that's the time. On the 9th month, it will be the day of Ashura, the Imam will come. When the Imam will come, there will be people, they will come out from the rows inside the Haram, inside the Holy Kaaba. Imam will come, he will be standing in front of the Hajar al-Aswad, and people, he will call for the pledge. People, there will be 313, Detroit's area code, just remember. 313 people, they will come out from these rows, they will not fear anything. Ruhbanun bil layl, luyuthun bin nahar. They are worshippers at night, and lions of the day. These people, they will be very strong people. They will not fear anything or any power or anything except Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. They will come out in between these rows, and they will give their pledge of allegiance to the Imam. When the news spread out, there will be a disturbance in Makkah. Sufyani will hear about that. He will send an army. This army, it will be sent towards Hijaz, to capture the Imam and to get rid of Imam and his group. What will happen? This army, it will not arrive yet to Makkah and Medina, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will send an earthquake, and this army will be swallowed by the earth. They will drown. Like it happened to Haman. In the Quran it is mentioned that khasful ard, that means that there is a kind of shake and quake on earth, and people, they are buried. So this happened in previously, the enemies of Prophet Musa alayhi salatu wasalam, it happened to them. So Imam will not even fight. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will destroy this army. What will Imam do? It is mentioned that there will be a war between Iran and Iraq, a serious war. And these people, they will try, the righteous people, they will be trying their best to defend themselves. But they will be like ups and down. When they will be completely in a situation that they cannot do anything, that's the time Imam will come and reach out to them. And what will happen? Imam will take charge, and Kufa will be under the government of Imam. And Imam al-Sadiq alayhi salatu wasalam says, وَكَأَنِّي بِالْقَائِمِ, I am seeing, because this is a prediction, as I am seeing that the Qa'im is standing on the pulpit of Kufa and giving lecture, and that day the capital of Islam is Kufa. And from there, anybody who will fight the Imam and his government, Imam will fight them back. But Imam will call them in peace. We mentioned the movement of Imam is not chopping off heads, not terrorism. No, Imam will come in peace. He will call for peace and justice. There are people, they will come to Imam, they will make allegiance with Imam, they will work with Imam. But of course there are people like Dajjal and Sufyani, they will continue fighting the Imam. Those are the people who will be fought by the Imam. So this is a brief which is mentioned in the Ahadith. Some of the details, as I mentioned in the beginning, Sayyid Muhammad al-Sadr mentions that historically, I mean, to prove them, it is difficult because of the sanad. But over and all, picture of Sufyani is there. Is it a person or is it a system? Anti-follower of Ahlul Bayt system. Sayyid Muhammad al-Sadr says it is a system, and we can see the system is rising day after day. They want to destroy the shrines of Ahlul Bayt alayhi salatu wasalam. They want to explode the Shias. This kind of system. I'm not talking about Sunnis, because there are many Sunni brothers. They are our friends. They support us. There are many non-Muslims. There are many Christian, Jewish people. They support us and they are with us. So I'm not talking about Jewish or Christian or Sunni. No. I am talking about this extreme group of people who are anti-Shia, anti-Islamic in the world. These are the one Imam will take care of them. But many people who are peaceful Sunnis and peaceful Christian and peaceful Jewish and peaceful, every peaceful human being, they will come in peace with Imam. Imam will deal with them the same way Amir al-Mu'mineen alayhi salatu wasalam dealt. Again, I remind you and I conclude, Imam Ali's government, Christian, they used to live in peace. Jewish, they used to live in peace. Anti-Amir al-Mu'mineen, if they were peaceful, they used to live in peace. So this is the government of Imam Ali alayhi salatu wasalam, not chopping off head. Imam Ali clearly said, people are two. Either they are your brother in religion, or same like you in creation. He told his governor, Malik al-Ashtar, or the ruler of Egypt at that time, and he was on behalf of Amir al-Mu'mineen, he made it clear, do not discriminate based on the religion or the race or anything. People are equal. That's why non-Muslims, they appreciate Imam Ali alayhi salatu wasalam, and they give him this title, Muntaha al-Adal al-Insaniya, peak of the human justice, the one whose government had peak of the human justice. Human justice has never ever been like it was in the government of Amir al-Mu'mineen Imam Ali ibn Abi Talib alayhi salatu wasalam. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to bless us with this government, the government of peace, the government of justice, the government of freedom, where every human being is given freedom to worship the way he wants as long as he lives peacefully and respect the laws of this government. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make the appearance of our 12th Imam soon. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala keep us among his loyal supporters and sincere supporters in his occultation and after his appearance. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bless us with this holy month and make this month a month of peace, prosperity, dignity and full with spirituality for every human being, every peaceful human being on earth. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to bless all our marhumin. Wa akhiru da'wan alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen. Wa sallallahu ala muhammadin wa alihi at-tahirin.